Check 1, 2.
Test 1, 2. Here we go. So I was obsessing about, before we go on to talk Gouda, about the prom douchebags that go to the prom by themselves. Hold on. Losers, I should say. How was it? Explain to me again. I think you said it was your prom at the Bonaventure. Because I was thinking about this all day.
Yeah.
How you fell into a moving vehicle from shimmying across pipes. I couldn't get it. I couldn't put it together.
Well,
Were you inside the hotel lobby? That giant. I imagine you climbing up those indoor elevators.
Are we back to Paris? Because I'm even lost in here.
No. This is here in Los Angeles.
When? What's Drew talking?
This
about?
Was my junior year in high school when I had no date to the prom because I was a terrible human being and no one wanted to be around me.
Well, junior, so, you don't go until you're a senior. Right?
At Stanford High School, you go. You have both years. You can go.
That's good.
I had asked a young lady, Ashley Smith. You're probably out there. You're listening, and. She's like, yeah, I'll go with you, no problem. And like 2 weeks before, she's like, I just got to mention Chris Zarbo. He asked me, and he was like a senior and like cool.
Quarterback.
And she's like, do you mind if I go with him? And I was like, I don't care. I really didn't care.
Yeah.
It was just the fact that I got essentially dumped right before the prom. So now I was like, screw it, I'm still going to go party with everybody at the prom area.
Okay. In the Bonaventure, downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I did, and I went down there, and I partied with them. And
what does that mean?
Well, it means smoking crystal meth. That's
okay.
What it means.
Okay. Yeah. I love when party became substituted for just getting wasted.
It's like hooking up.
Yeah.
And it means bang. Party.
No. Party means, no, party means.
No, for me, I guess I'm just a generation behind, but hooking up to me means I got an action, but I didn't bang this chick.
Yeah.
You know,
you're outdated.
Not to digress, but is the Bonaventure, isn't that where Bobby Kennedy got popped?
No, that was the Ambassador.
Ambassador, okay.
Yeah,
Bonaventure's the one with the exposed elevators.
Yeah, the big cylinders downtown, mirrored cylinders.
A lot of action movies take place. The crescendos at the end.
Okay, so you're climbing in the parking lot? Or
by the way, we're talking back to something we were talking about earlier this week. Hunter used to throw people off the top of the Bonaventure all the time.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Don't be a perp and let Hunter
That's
get
what
you.
I'm talking about. Drew's like, yeah, anyways, let's go. That's part of the story. Let's go.
No, right. Hunter, we had a big conversation about Fred Dreyer last week in the Rams.
I remember.
And I was roided out of my mind, and I was on crystal meth, and I was angry because, you know, I couldn't go to the prom because no one wanted to go with me. And it's like, that's a really frustrating, like, trio of things.
And you were whacked out on speed. So anyway.
So I don't remember how, but I ended up being in the parking lot, the underground parking lot of the Bonaventure, climbing the piping.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, there's like, inside any type of industrial warehouse or parking lot, there's, you know, the exposed plumbing and piping. Or
is
anything
it sort of like behind each of those giant cement arches?
Yeah, and there was an area within that where like the piping went for a while, and it went off at like almost.
And
like
were you
a
like climbing up
like,
there?
Like you know in Tron when the bikes drive.
What? I know what you're talking about.
Wait, Drina said yes.
Yes, I know. So were you climbing up there or were you?
Yeah,
hanging?
I had jumped on a car and then got up to him and then was like.
Doing hand over hand.
Yeah, like ladder monkey
were
monkey
you,
ladder.
But you must have only been like 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah. I mean, my feet probably were only like 2.5 feet off.
And
the ground.
Somebody drove their car into you while you were 2.5 feet off the ground.
No, she was driving. There was only one way to escape the parking lot because there's cars on each side. So she's driving through, and I'm hanging in the middle of the.
Couldn't she see you?
Yeah,
and well, she's she kept like, driving.
Yeah, well, she's like, huh? I mean, she was going 2 miles an hour. She was idling, like, as
I
if
see.
To say, hey, I gotta leave. I'm in my car.
Okay.
I'm sober girl who's responsible and trying to leave the prom.
Got it.
Your guy on crystal meth hanging in front of me. Can you please get out of the way?
Got it.
So I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I let go on top of her car?
Yes.
And, like, did the,
silver
ta-da,
surfer, yeah.
Like, right on her, yeah, like the silver surfer. Right. Yeah. And I went to do that and fell and flipped backwards off the car and smashed my face. And so now I'm
so now I'm
shirtless on meth,
lying in the cement,
swole, roided out, and with a face covered in blood, like Henry Rollins after a early Black Flag show. And see, prom to me not good.
Well, now Gouda, there's a really lovely picture of him by himself.
Yeah, here's the thing: I didn't take pictures because I was
you
there by
come
myself.
You come in here defend yourself.
Get in
well,
here.
Geez, thanks for letting me follow that story, all the roids and the meth.
Well, no, but see, here's the thing. I was a total F-up. And it's like, that was things I did. You are, first off, it was like 3 years ago. And for you, you were, you're a decent guy, and you decided by your, on your own volition to go to the prom alone and then take a picture.
Well, no, didn't. He actually relinquished his date to somebody.
That's exactly right. 7 years ago, thank you very much.
Relinquished his date to somebody who he knew liked her more.
What a nice guy.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I had a date for a for like a day, and then I found out that a guy was going to ask my date, and I knew my date had a crush on this guy, and I said, go for it. And we all had a discussion. And
so now there's a lovely picture on MySpace, Facebook?
It's on my Facebook page, yes. I got
hugging
the woman
who
was taking the picture to come stand in front of me and
air.
Pose, so I had my arms out in the air like there was someone in front of me.
Wait, so you actually put a purse in there and had them squeak out from under you.
And then they went away, yes.
I see.
Good thing about going to the prom by yourself is it was a sure thing that I was getting lucky all night with my date, and I definitely did.
Mike, follow that?
His hands were down his pants all night.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Here's the thing about Gouda, is that chicks love him. Love Gouda.
He's positive.
Yeah, I've yet to meet one who loves me enough to, you know,
consummate.
Go any further than just saying, oh,
they
I
like
love
that
you,
Colonel
Gouda.
Sanders beard.
Are you still
love,
a virgin?
No, absolutely.
Love talk
not.
About
Gouda's
that.
Gouda's not a virgin. By the way, Gouda drank my jizz, so end
yeah,
of
no.
story.
And Gouda's so nice that he makes Tyler seem like an asshole. Have you noticed that? He's that nice.
It doesn't
well, Tyler is an asshole. Yeah, I was going to say.
No, Tyler's a sociopath. Tyler is insane.
He's a good, God-fearing Christian boy.
No, he's not. Tyler's
he's
a sick human
he's
being.
He's a dangerous guy.
Tyler! Get in there.
Tyler now looks like a good, God-fearing Christian kid. He does. He has all the appearances of. Trust me, in 20 years, he's going to be the surgeon in Human Centipede.
Did you hear that, Anderson?
Get in here.
He's going to be a creator of the Human Centipede?
No, the surgeon. Yeah,
oh, the surgeon.
Yeah.
You know what's awful is I do that camp for kids with cancer every summer.
Yeah,
I'm going up there this summer, and they made me sign up online. They're getting all official. I used to just call the office and say I'm coming up, what dates I'm coming up. And they had a little space where I could fill out my my new nickname. My nickname was Ace. Drew's not
that
listening
is,
to me.
I am listening to you. This is awesome.
I put in my new nickname. It's going to be Dr. Centipede.
Yeah.
All summer long. Yeah. The kids are going to have to refer to me as Dr. Centipede all summer.
Look how cool this is.
That
very nice.
The Supercross the Supercross attire is big pimpin'. It almost guarantees that you get laid.
Okay, so my wife will oblige.
Throw that on, Drew.
Right now?
Yeah.
Or after I get
do
home.
The entire show in the James Bubba
story. Put it on. Put it on. I will.
Seconds to go. Give me a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Dr. Drew Pinsky,
a guy on a radio station named Psycho Mike.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Loveline with Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, we're not stopping. We're just getting started.
Yeah! Yeah, man! Loveline, you know it. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Dr. Drew Pinsky in the house. Board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and apparently tonight, Supercross champion.
Yeah.
Woo! You know why? We got a very special guest in the studio, Dr. Drew.
Oh,
he's
I know.
Not only
look at
a
this.
Motocross icon, he's a television star, star of Bubba's World on Fuel TV. Debuted earlier this year.
Look at this. Describe this.
Good.
This is awesome.
It's our guest's official jersey, it looks like. It's the jersey of James Bubba Stewart.
Looks good on you. Looks
well
very
done.
Good on you.
I'm loving it.
I like the colors against the hue of your skin.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mike.
It looks very good against the pewter frosting of the top of your head.
Yeah.
You are more than a silver fox, Dr. Drew.
No, you didn't tell me that he was going to want to hunt me.
You're a demigod of sex. But enough about you. Let's
all right.
concentrate.
Talk about you.
Thanks for coming in, man.
No worries. Thanks for having me on here.
And then we convinced Dr. Drew to throw on the Bubba Stewart.
We'll put a picture of this up.
Attire.
Of Joe.
Authentic.
How do you feel about Dr. Drew's muscular physique filling out that jersey so well?
Yeah, the sleeve's a little short. You know, so that means I'm a short guy.
It's not supposed to look like this. It looks like that. It looks good like
it
that.
It just shows your muscles off, baby. It's all good.
It's a different type of in shape when it comes to racing, you know, to racing Supercross than it is to, like, the jail buff like Dr. Drew, isn't it? I mean, it's like the type of fitness that you have to get is like I got to swim out of a I'm like the rat swimming out of the water inside the canister, as opposed to the guy who has to fight for himself against the Crips in the exercise yard.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, we have to be kind of lean muscles and stuff, otherwise we pump up, the arms pump up. I mean, I'm sure if you guys know what that's all about, but yeah, I mean,
Dr. Drew's all about the looks. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
performance not a not an issue with Dr. Drew.
Where am I going with this?
It's all about him busting through the suits when he's showing up on TV. When he goes on Larry King, they can say, "Look at your biceps."
Do you have license for those guns?
As a guy who's already established your career as an athlete, was it a different type of sensation being on TV? You know.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. Like, for me, it's different because I normally go out and just race and do all that stuff, and now kind of having I wouldn't say a superstar life, but having TV cameras follow me wherever I go, you know, it's definitely different because our life is pretty private. You know, we try to keep a lot of, you know, confidential information away from the other riders and stuff, and now having a TV show, I kind of exploit a lot of those things, at least what I want them to see. So it works out. I like it.
Mike, you've not really lived through a reality show. What it basically is a lot of... Good job, but hang on a second. Reset the cameras, get the cameras. Get the cameras. And now, okay, walk through that door again. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Very true.
No, okay, sorry, we missed it. Check his mic. Go back out. Just one more time.
We need it for safety. Safety.
Yeah,
that's why I get a lot of that, safety.
That has to be mind-numbing to try to relive reality.
Yeah.
You know, for someone to say, no, well, just be natural. Just do
well,
your
my
life.
Thing, well, here's my note to reality in general, which I have no problem with them going, all right, we really need that shot in order to set up this scene. So would you mind just acting for a second? You know, just I understand the camera's here. I'll act for a second. But don't make me pretend when I've just had a very intense moment with somebody I felt deeply connected with. Now we're going to violate that by pretending we're doing something.
Yeah.
Let's just act. That's fine. It's cool. We all understand the cameras around here.
Yeah. And for you and for our guest, Mr. James Bubba Stewart, it's a little different, too, than because you're dealing with actual reality as opposed to, like, say, the Kardashian show where they're
right.
Like, wouldn't it be funny if we sent Chloe to the buffet with her thin younger sisters? And then hilarity will ensue because, see, she's big. And the other ones are thinner, you know what I'm saying? Like these far-fetched kind of ideas, these notions.
Don't you got none of that going on. Oh, maybe.
Now, handsome guy like you, talented guy like you, I'm sure you are already very popular with the ladies. But once you become a TV star, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, that's why I'm on here. You know, I'm on here to
for the ladies,
yeah. to help everybody out. You know, I'm ready to help some people out tonight.
Dr. Drew, I had to borrow 50 Cent security team because once he got on TV, it was over with. I mean, literally, just women throwing themselves at different levels of disrobing as they run after him, the silver fox down the street. So I can only imagine what it's like for James Bubba Stewart.
Remember the old Donny Osmond cartoon?
Yeah.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah. Good reference, by the way, for our audience.
For our stoners.
Donny Osmond. 14-year-olds. All right, 1-800-LOVE-191. James Bubba Stewart in the house tonight. Let's get to the phones. Kayla, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, Kayla? We're good.
So do I just tell you what my question was?
No, we thought we'd get to know you a little bit better and just have like awkward silences before we get started.
Sorry, I'm awkward.
Hey, Gouda, make sure we get Eric. Eric, are you getting any luck getting him? You're working on it? Okay, Eric is our true hermaphrodite. He's a mosaic hermaphrodite. He has fully functioning both organ systems and external genitalia.
I never leave the house.
I know.
Here's the
I know
thing, bad by the you. Way. I'm about to rock you all right at the beginning of the show. Haven't beat off today.
What?
Yeah. Sorry if I seem.
Show me. Let me see your hands.
Sorry if I seem a little high strung.
What? No. Huh? There's no ring either.
I know.
Mike.
It's in my car. I know.
Are you all right?
Well, I've been busy all day.
Hey, Mike. I'm gonna blow your mind. All right, Erica. Eric, who we've had on the show before. Drew's just talking about her. Him. The first question I asked was, how many times a day do you put your wiener in your own vagina?
Uh-huh.
His answer?
Never.
Never tried.
Oh, my God!
Never even tried.
That'd be the first thing I
did.
That's when I said, dude, you can't be real.
Before I learned to eat and breathe.
Exactly.
If I realized I had a penis and a vagina.
Wait, you guys got to understand something. The way he's configured, this is the Anderson had all wrong.
Wait, hold on. Kayla, hold on a second.
The way he's configured, he would be like trying to put your penis in your butt.
I've tried that.
He sort of configured.
I've tried that.
Posterior there. This is
if I had a normal male-sized penis, I would have tried to put my penis
in
my
butt. I'm sure,
but
you would not have succeeded. Any more than Eric could have put, you would have given up after a couple shots because he ain't going in there.
I still try to suck my own wiener.
I know that ain't what happened.
And
either.
I know it's not going to
happen. But guys do that.
Until I remove a rib, which
yeah,
I'm going to do as soon as
that.
I get a couple bucks in my pocket. God damn it. Kayla, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I guess my question is, how do I try to get my boyfriend to experiment more in the bedroom without hurting his feelings?
How are things going now? What's he doing?
It's pretty much like missionary or doggy style.
Okay.
And I would like to experiment more.
Yeah.
Also, it only lasts for about like 10 minutes.
That's about average.
And what more do you want? Jesus. I mean,
okay, I would like to get off too.
Well,
does
he do any oral sex?
That's pretty much the only way I do.
Yeah, but is he
aware of the fact that you only orgasm through oral stimulation?
I haven't told him.
Don't you think that might be integral to you pleasing yourself?
That's a little bit of information he needs. Guys need information. They're lame.
Okay, but I don't want it to be that. I would like to have him inside me and have him to pleasure me instead of just his mouth.
I know. Okay, Kayla, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you just say that oral sex is the only way you get off?
Well, with him.
Oh, the other guys, it's been different?
Yeah.
Here's the deal, Kayla.
But I really love this guy, so that's
fine. All right, I believe you. And Dr. Drew's exactly right. Guys are like dumb animals, and we're really motivated by the idea of pleasing the lady. We just have no idea how to go about doing it. And every lady's super different. He may have had an ex-girlfriend where he knew exactly how to rock her world, and it just doesn't work for you. So what you need to do is be very open with him. Be very direct. Say, I would be awesome if you did this.
No, here's what I would like.
How do you do that without making them upset or making them feel
it
like...
It doesn't. It doesn't upset you. What would upset the guy is you saying, you know, I really like you, but you just don't do it for me sexually.
Or if you wait till you get so angry and frustrated that you get sort of negative when you bring it up, like, well, you know, I've been waiting for this forever. What the hell are you doing?
But pulling a guy along and giving him some helpful hints and giving him ideas on how you personally like it is not insulting at all. In fact, it's very, very welcomed by men.
And Kayla, you sound like you may be a little bit of a unusual mix, because most women don't orgasm with intercourse; they just do with oral sex. But you do both, and so.
Well, like, I don't know, I guess I've done lots of different positions and used different things and whatever, but he...
So she brings a toy in or something? You bring a vibrator in or something?
I recently started to do that, but I don't know if he likes that.
Kayla, here's the deal. There's only one way of solving this. You have to be open and direct with him, but don't be condescending and
don't, under any
circumstances, bring up ex-boyfriends and how they used to do it.
I know not to do that.
Okay, because there's nothing better than that.
But it seems like you ought to double down on the oral sex, though.
Yeah. I mean, and look, guys, for the most part, are, like I said, they're very, very... motivated by pleasing
eager,
a woman.
Eager. They aim to please.
Yeah, and it's not going to hurt the ego at all if you give them ideas on how you personally like it.
Here's the way you deliver it, Kayla. This is what turns me on. That's what they love to hear.
Okay.
Okay?
Toby?
Hey.
Toby Chong, Toby Wu. Toby Wu, Toby Chen.
What's up, Toby?
This is a Reservoir Dogs reference. I think only Anderson got that.
What's
up, dude?
What's up? Oh, Toby, come on.
Sorry about that, Dr. Drew. I just had a quick question, a little bit of background. For the last 6 years or so, granted, I started having a relationship when I was 16. I've been in three relationships, each lasting about 2 years, and all three of them virgins, right? So, I mean, granted, that was pretty great, taking all of them, but at the same time, it seems like... It seems like each other.
Sorry, Toby.
Explain to us. Explain.
To live your life with your brown eyes shut. That's what happens. Hold on. Let the song play. Our guest tonight. Hold on.
Maybe have Rudy come in and explain it.
Respect the Rudy rule, Drew.
What just happened, James Bubba Stewart, was when a call is either going nowhere or if Anderson, our engineer, doesn't like a guy or a gal, you get Rudy rolled. That song gets played, and you're over with.
That's what we do. Well, sometimes we can overrule it. Sometimes.
And that
it's
song
dangerous.
Came about from our friend Rudy, who you'll meet later tonight. He wrote this song about a certain caller who was troubled because she loved licking her boyfriend's back door, but she was troubled that she thought it might make him gay. And we were saying, no, no, no. And Rudy especially saying, no, 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 just enjoy it. Smoke more blunts. And
no, she said she could only do it when she was smoking
when out. She was high on weed. And yeah. I was like, look, or Rudy was like, look, smoke more blunts, lick more butt. And that's been our
And then Rudy came
credo.
And sang a song about it, and then some kid in Canada sent him remix.
Oh, okay.
And that's
okay,
now what we're using okay. as our de facto get you
And Rudy
off
was also talking about some other stuff, too, that got rolled in, if you will, to the Rudy role. Such as what it was like to sit on the toilet for too long and get his legs fall asleep. I don't know how he got into that conversation.
Well, and when you race motocross, I'm sure you're no stranger to injuries. So we might have to have Rudy talk to Mr. Stewart about how he gets over injuries as opposed to how his grandmother has you know.
I'm sure,
like I
compared
said,
to Rudy's
no
grandma.
Stranger to bumps.
Yeah, Rudy's got some strange ideas that his grandma taught him that. I'll just have it speak. He'll speak for himself.
All right,
sure.
All right.
I was thinking of earlier today, Dr. Drew,
yeah.
how I can maximize, because I'm moving right now, I'm essentially living like at
in your car.
Radio stations yeah. and in cars, how I can maximize like the little toiletries that I have and how I could like double up hemorrhoid cream as like face cream or, you know. Like,
I see how you can, double duty.
Mouthwash as the herpes.
Shampoo or
herpes
something.
Medication, yeah. Brett, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. My question is, after I orgasm, I usually cough afterwards. And I don't know why, and it's always happened.
Like a vigorous cough or sort of like a tickle in your throat?
It's just like one big cough. Like I take a deep breath and I have to cough.
Does jizz come out?
Oh, how dare you. Are you bearing down or holding your breath?
No, because you know how like sometimes you blow your nose and like phlegm will come out the other your mouth. I was wondering if there's like some type of residual backup and you get it out of both ends.
A orovest deferen fistula or something.
Do you hog jizz loogies after you work?
No, I do not.
So I don't know, Brett. That's an unusual thing. I imagine if you're bearing down real hard, that can cause an irritation, and you know. Funny little tickly coughs can be caused by lots of strange things. I mean, just witness the fact that some medication caused that. So it makes sense that certain kinds of metabolic alterations might trigger a cough. It makes some sense to me. Okay?
Even though I wouldn't be taking any kind of medication or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
What I'm saying is that coughs can be generated by things that are not related to your lungs.
It's called cum cough, right, Drew?
No, there's no. That's Tyler's laughing his ass off.
That
obviously,
that was my first band.
Yeah.
No, I thought of that. How dare all of you? All right, let's go to break.
What?
All right.
Are we on a new clock?
No, I was thinking. I was hoping.
Oh.
Brett, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
don't worry
all
about
right.
it.
All right. I was just curious what it could be.
I tried to explain it. I'm not sure I can accurately, so that's that.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Our guest tonight is a young icon throughout all motorsports. He is James Bubba Stewart. Let's take a question for our guest. Dustin, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
How are you, man?
I got a question for James.
I'm here. What's going on?
What's up? I'm a huge fan.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
As far as you not racing motocross this year, are you prepping yourself for supercross to just go out there and dominate?
Well, that's the plan, but I haven't got released to start riding yet. That's why I haven't started racing. So,
I'm are you going to come in the middle of the race, or...?
As soon as they sign that paper, I can ride a motorcycle. I'll be back racing. So that's my preparation for Supercross, to be back racing now, and I'll be back to dominate, of course.
All right. Sounds good. I can't wait. Good
All right.
Luck.
Thanks, man.
Stefan? Steven? Yep. Stefan?
Yep.
Which one?
Stefan.
Stefan. All right. What's up, dude?
I was wondering how I can get my girlfriend to give me head. She says she doesn't suck dick yet.
Oh!
Yeah, she'll, like, hit me in the balls and everything. Like, all
hey, language.
Hit you in the balls?
Wow.
What do you mean? Whoa, what?
Yeah.
She'll speed bag your balls?
Yeah.
But she won't...
What is in that for either of you to do that?
I don't know. That's why I'm trying to figure out.
Is she crazy?
Like, you should ask Dr. Drew why I do that and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Is she there?
No.
Well, she should ask me, yes, that's true. I need to talk to her to figure that out.
Hey, Stefan.
Yeah.
Is your girlfriend crazy? Seriously.
She's got some issues.
Yeah, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's addicted to, like, heroin.
Oh.
Oh, you could have You could have started with that stuff, and that would have been nice.
Hey, why don't you lead with my girlfriend's a heroin addict, then...
I'm sorry, I really wanted to get on tonight so I could talk to you.
Well, here we are, we're talking.
And, look, I don't believe that you have a girlfriend by the sound of your voice.
No, I believe
Is her name Jeff?
No, I believe a heroin addict.
She resides in the Niagara Falls area.
Are you using two?
No, I'm not using. I told her I'm staying straight.
Had you been using?
No, I haven't. The only thing I've touched is pot and drinking. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even that often.
Well,
I just got drunk one time.
To try to make sense of behavior when somebody's strung out on heroin is very difficult. A lot of things don't make sense. A lot of things are irrational. And the other thing to know is that one of the inciting influences of heroin addiction, of course, is childhood trauma. So we could bet that she had some sexual abuse also.
Well, her ex-boyfriend,
I'm not talking about her ex-boyfriend. I'm talking about when she was a baby, was a child.
Mm-hmm.
There was some sexual abuse, too. Physical abuse from her recent boyfriend, I get that. And, she's got some behavioral disturbances as a result.
So
get her off the heroin, Stefan. She's going to die of heroin addiction.
Yeah, stop
sweating the small stuff.
Stop worrying about the lack of fellatio and start worrying about the fact that she is a daily heroin user.
Yeah, you're living in Minnesota. Look, there's Hazleton is there, one of the meccas in treatment for any addiction. Go.
But how do I get her to, she won't even go to a meeting with me. I've been trying to.
I thought you weren't an addict.
I'm trying to get her, I'm saying I'll be there.
Yeah, you go to a codependency meeting. Do not worry about going to a meeting with her. You'll find...
That's the only way she'll go, though.
Yeah. You'll find if you go to codependency meetings and get some input from people who've dealt with heroin addicts, you'll get some understanding how to deal with this.
Okay, so what do I do for her, though? What can I...
You do for her, you get your ass to a codependency meeting. That's what you do for her.
Well, she's probably going to be listening to this tomorrow night.
Good. That'd be cool.
Is there anything you want to say to her?
Yes, is that she is going to die unless she deals with this heroin addiction. It is a fatal condition. She has it. It is chronic. It doesn't get better without treatment, and she will die. So, and I'm not talking about dying at 80. I'm talking dying as a young woman.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see another person in the ground. Thank you. Let's get this going. Okay?
What about
with the speed bug and the balls. That's it.
All right. Mark, call the night before we go to break. Brad?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Deliver. Here we go.
All right. How are we doing, guys?
Well, come on, man. I set you up. I teed you up. It's time for you to drive away.
I appreciate it. Basically, I have been in a relationship for a girl for quite a while now. And,
how long? How long?
We've been together 6 to a year, I want to say.
All right, keep going.
And I've kind of I'm into the whole sexual thing. I love it, great. But this girl comes out and just has kind of been like, "Hey, I really find it hot if you like basically urinate around my ass and my ass type of thing." And I'm not really comfortable with it, to be honest with you.
All right.
I don't know if it's because maybe I've been going through recovery for a while for opioid addiction. I've been out of that rehab, the groups and everything. I've been out of that.
Now, Brad, she wants you to pee on her ass?
In her ass. What she likes.
Yeah, not on.
Yeah, you want it in. She wants it in the anus.
Yeah. She likes a little turd tunnel action, I guess.
And what, pray tell, would that do for her?
I'm sorry?
What would, pray tell, that urine in the rectum do for the young lady? What would that...
And that's just that I have no idea. I mean, I'm usually up for anything, but as I say, I don't know if it's because of the getting off of the...
Is she strung out still, Brad?
No. She is actually as clean as it can be. And
clearly.
She knows that I went through Suboxone treatment, got off of the heavy opiates.
Hey, Brad, I'm sorry. Congratulations on
you're off Suboxone now, right?
I'm sorry?
You're off Suboxone?
Yeah, I got off it a while back. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still get stents here and there when I want to. I mean, I have used maybe once or twice. And
Brad, get with the program, dude. Come on. Get a sponsor. Work the steps.
I've been with a program. I've done the whole thing. I feel like I have it under control because the whole time I've been sober since December of last year, I've done actual Percocet once. And every now and then I'll take Suboxone, so I feel like I really am kind of...
Hey, Brad?
Needing something.
Brad,
Yes,
Brad, we got to go to break. When I come back, I want to delve more into the urine in the butt.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, fair enough.
All right, dude. JS7 is the official website for our guest, James Bubba Stewart. He's a motocross supercross champion. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Give us a call here at Love Line.
Stay tuned for more Loveline with Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike.
Who do you call a psycho?
Joining us from Dr. Drew, the host of Loveline.
Dr. Drew's in the house. I'm Psycho Mike Ashwood. Our guest tonight, dominant motocross and supercross athlete James Bubba Stewart. Very glad to have him in the studio tonight. Let's get back to Brad, who we were talking to before the break.
Before you get into your thing with him, Mike, just let me finish, Brad, the drug story here.
Yes.
You slipping and
having my call so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. But let me just put this to rest. You slipping and sliding around like that is not good. Eventually, you're going out. You need to slipping and sliding around with the Suboxone is not okay. You're taking that very casually. You're eventually going to go out if you keep leaving the door open to using like that. You can't go, geez, I think I need something. I'll get some Suboxone for a little while. That is ridiculous. I wish it worked like that. But
yeah.
It changes your thinking, as you well know, when you get on opiates.
Yeah.
And you're going to go out and stay out. So stop doing that, okay? And for God's sakes, I can't imagine your sponsor has one bit of patience with that.
I mean, I had a sponsor for a while.
Yeah, magically you don't have a sponsor. I knew that. That's why I set you up for that. But okay, let's deal with your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So get yourself a sponsor.
Hey, and Brad, I know, I mean, look, if you've been through rehab and you're in and out of the program, you've heard that from doctors and counselors 100 times. But from another addict's point of view, Dr. Drew's exactly right. When it comes to opiates, it's like night and day. You just absolutely cannot have that in your system, you know. And to flirt with Suboxone and other opiates, I remember you saying you've
Percocet.
Had Percocet a couple times too. I mean, it's just you're setting yourself up for disaster.
It is going to happen.
It's absolutely impossible for you to have any type of success in your recovery with that.
Now, okay? Back to you urinating your girlfriend's rectum.
Let's get to the sex.
I'm sorry, I missed that thing.
Yeah, okay, why are you so against the idea of doing this? I would be like, sweet, lay down the tarp.
No, so I'm all into that. I'm all for that stuff. My problem is I'm not too, I mean, I'm about 3-4 months out of recovery, and it's more or less a libido issue. I mean, where things, like, they turn me on so much. I'd be for it. It's just that it has something to do with the still in the recovery.
Yeah, so here's what we're hearing is. Normally, he'd be up for anything.
Oh, 7 months ago when he was high on perks or whatever it was, he would already, the whole room would be running, the cup would be filled with yellow.
No, he'd get a urine tank and submerge in that. Yeah. Okay, but now that he's in recovery.
R. Kelly would call you up and he'd be like, dude, you got to chill out.
But Mike, when I've talked about this a couple times, in the first year or so in recovery, there's a significant change and fluctuation in your libido. Mike, would address that?
I was right about your age when I got clean, and I got clean for a good period of time, and I was really freaked out. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit, I thought I might have damaged myself forever because, I mean, not only did I not want to have sex, I mean, the idea of it kind of turned me off. I'd see people kissing on TV, and I was like, oh, that's gross, you know. And so I know you're concerned because you're a healthy young man, and you want to be into the ladies and stuff, but there's that initial period, and it will
it'll get better. In the meantime, what would Rudy say?
Smoke more blunts, lick more butt?
Wouldn't he have some aphorism?
Rudy.
Wouldn't he have an aphorism for urinate in the butt?
Yes.
I mean, that might make a good song. I'm not sure. I mean,
let me think about it, and I'll talk about it with Rudy in the hallway, and we'll get with that later. So listen.
Okay, when Rudy comes in, I'll ask him. All right, Brad. Thanks. Okay. What's up there, Jesse?
Jesse, what's happening?
Hey. Well, me and my boyfriend, we got high a couple nights ago, and he dressed in drag. Well, it was like a couple weeks ago. So
high on what? High on whoa. High on what?
stuff.
What?
We were on uppers and downers, so.
Okay, that sort of tells me something.
Did you smoke weed and snort cocaine, or did you take some Valium and eat some Minifins? I mean, we need to know.
We were smoking weed, and we were doing crystal.
Okay, fantastic.
All right. And
you're curious as why maybe your behavior was a little off?
Why you would have found strange things enhancing and arousing?
No, it's the fact that I've always found guys in drag hot, but the fact that he did it, and now I'm trying to get him to do it again, and it's kind of like a fantasy thing I'm having, but he won't do it.
Yeah, maybe because he's not high on crystal meth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did a lot of stuff when I was high on crystal meth that I wouldn't really like to do anymore.
I just heard about him backflipped off a car.
Yeah, I was trying to surf on a moving car.
Well, we don't do it that often. We do it once a month, and it's only for 3 days a month. So.
Hey, Jesse.
You're heading for trouble, my friend.
Don't worry about the one time your guy dressed him in drag and trying to get him to do it again. Worry about the once a month math, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reserve once a month use for your period. That's it.
Oh, boy.
Woohoo. Yeah. We only do it once a month.
I know. 3 days a month. Then it goes, well, we do it 3 days in a row. We don't sleep for those 3 days.
Our guest tonight, motocross supercross athlete James Bubba Stewart. I had a question for you, Mr. Stewart. As a African-American in a mostly white world of motocross and supercross, do you feel a certain different responsibility, not only as an athlete, but as kind of a torch carrier for African-American people?
Yeah, honestly, I do. You know, when I first came into racing and stuff like that, like, my biggest thing was to be the best in my sport, no matter what color I am, even still now. But also, like, I'm getting old enough to realize that, like, I'm doing something that's pretty cool, like something that's never been done, kind of like the Tiger Woods and Serena Williams and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's cool. Like, I really take pride in it. I think it's awesome.
The two aforementioned athletes, Tiger and Serena, they always comment on how they get young African American kids coming up saying, "Oh, you know, I want to be just like you." That has to be the biggest compliment to a guy like you, to an athlete, when you see someone, you know that you've inspired them to try to maybe get into motocross and supercross.
Yeah, for sure. But my biggest thing is like with me coming in, just like Tiger and golf, and like, you know, Williams Sisson and tennis. It actually inspires a lot more people to do whatever they want, you know, because I came in and did something like, you know, like I'm a black guy racing, you know, motocross. You know, it's not your ordinary basketball or whatever.
Right.
Too short. I don't like to get hit, you know, for all that stuff. But, you know, when I go to, and we have a sponsor, Sam Manuel, we go to a lot of boys and girls clubs across the country. And I teach them about, you know, hey, if you want to be an astronaut or whatever it is. So, you know, the black thing is really cool, but it's more just saying like, hey, look, you can do whatever you want to do. Like, I chose racing motorcycles.
Right.
That's different. So.
So if you have a passion for something, you know, follow it.
Exactly.
That's a beautiful sentiment. Thank you. Our guest tonight, James Bubba Stewart. Back to the calls. Daryl, what's popping?
Daryl?
Hey. Basically, kind of put it long story short, I've been dating my girlfriend for about 5 years. And she recently, well, it's not really been recently, she's pretty much since I've met her, you know, early college, she's been kind of interested in messing around with a girl. Well, it just recently came up to where it may be something that she has the ability to do. But the thing is that she doesn't really want to be involved. Like, basically, it sounds like I can watch, but I wouldn't be able to participate. And my major question is that I know a lot of people that have told me, you know, getting other people involved kind of messes up the relationship.
Yeah.
Just kind of want to know what your guys' thoughts on it, if it's something that, I mean, I know that she's really wanted to do it for quite some time, and this is obviously somebody I'm very serious about, and I don't know if it's one of those things that I should just kind of bite the bullet and let her do it, or if I should, you know, kind of not really get into that.
It makes me sad that Daryl doesn't listen to our show ever. Doesn't that make you kind of sad?
Well, no, he was able to say that he's heard that it
from
does.
From some people.
Yeah, I mean.
He wanted to hear what you had
but,
to
but say. But here's the deal. Obviously, we're going to say it's going to endanger your relationship. Cheating does. And I don't care if you're cheating. And bringing other people into the intimacy diminishes the primary intimacy. So, okay. But having said that, this is kind of a weird situation because this is something she's always wanted to do.
Yeah.
You guys are really serious, and yet she's kind of bringing in a sabotage to the relationship here.
Okay.
And if you don't let her do it, it's kind of a, I don't know what to say. It sounds like a dicey situation to me. Like she's looking for a little trouble. Do you think?
Well, see, I don't know. That's kind of why I was going to ask you guys, because basically
you know, it's something that I know that she would be, like, she wouldn't resent me for not getting to do. It's just one of those things that I don't know if maybe it's like, you know, I should just let her do it before she doesn't have the opportunity later or something like that.
Yeah, don't, what does your gut tell you?
Honestly, I'm kind of one of those guys where I don't really like to share. And so it's like with her, I really care about her, so I don't.
Yeah, it's going to be a disaster. And if you sit and watch, it's going to be even more of a disaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't want her to go out and actually do it around you also, you know, so.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not a concern for me. I mean, when this came up, she actually came and talked to me about it because it's something that's not even definite. She just wanted to know what my take was before, you know, it went any further.
Something feels wrong.
Yeah.
Something feels very wrong.
Yeah.
Look, and Dr. Drew hates to be buzzkill, but he's exactly right. I mean, the overwhelming majority of times when you bring in a third partner, I mean, you're asking for trouble. Yeah, it's almost a surefire way.
But she seems to be looking for trouble.
Yeah, Daryl. In all honesty, is this a girl that's been a little bit of trouble? Also, you know, in other facets of the relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Has this been a girl? Is she a muchacha mala?
Has she been a struggle to stay with?
No. I mean, we had a little bit of trouble when we were first together. But
do your numbers match? Year. You know what I mean?
Sorry?
Yeah. How many girls you slept with, Daryl?
She's actually my first.
And how many has she slept? How many dudes has she been rifling through?
One, including me. One before me, and then now me.
But not the numbers of people, but their
yeah
numbers match.
Is she the one who's usually leading the way in the bedroom?
Not generally. I think, like, she has that in her, but she's a lot more submissive.
How do you rate yourself as attractive, scale of attraction, on a scale of 10?
I mean, I don't think I'm ugly. I wouldn't put myself at a
Give
10,
me a number.
Right? 5'6".
5'6". And what is she?
I mean, to me, she's always been a 10. To most of my friends, she's 8 or 9.
Okay, Mike, you hear that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's a numbers mismatch here.
And also, a girl who's a 9 that also wants to bring chicks in the bedroom, like, it seems like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but actually it's a disaster waiting to happen.
A 5 and a 9?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. It's not going to last, so you might as well have those memories.
I was
forever.
About to say that.
It's great for the bank.
I was going to say, look, you're probably not going to marry this broad, so why not try to take on the threesome while you can?
Let's not be the source of this man's misery. Let's just say, cool it out. Okay. I see stormy waters ahead, Daryl. Be careful.
Okay.
Ask her if you can videotape, though.
Stop.
That was the other stipulation was. I was kind of toying with it.
Oh. Hey, listen. If you do it, make sure you videotape.
Oh, come on. All right, here we go. We're moving on.
I'm just saying we need to add some video to lovelineshow.com. Why not, you know, make it all inclusive, get the listeners involved? Jeez.
Always looking for new content, Drew. You got to think.
I can't believe Dr. Drew. He's such a stick in the mud. You know what I'm saying, Boa?
I'm with you.
He looks awesome, though.
Yeah, you like me in this new attire?
I do like it.
I love it.
Especially with the glasses. It looks
was awesome. He talking about sharing with a woman or
yeah.
a man?
Oh, yeah.
A woman. A woman.
Oh, yeah. I got a very bad feeling about that situation.
Yeah. It's always, like I said, it's always risky when you bring in a third party.
I think she's a mess rattle already.
It's a numbers game, man.
Yep.
That's the voice of James Bubba Studer, our guest tonight. He is a motocross and supercross phenom. He's also the star of Fuel TV's Bubba's World. Let's go to a call for one of our favorite guests. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going
no.
on?
No.
Dr. Drew, don't shoot this guy down. He hasn't even talked yet.
I just
what's
saw
up,
what's
Steve?
On the board.
What's up, Steve?
I saw a name I didn't like.
What's
it wasn't,
up, Steve?
And it wasn't Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Sorry, you can't turn me off. Nothing much. I kind of had a question first. I just want to say, James, you're awesome, dude. I seen you in January at Chase Field. I got a picture of you on my MySpace when you went down. You went down right in front of me, dude.
Ouch! Ouch! That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a sick race, though, dude. You're the man.
Thank you.
My question is, I'm out in Phoenix right now. I'm out here kind of just recovering, taking vacation. I just moved to Hollywood, and my question is actually for Spencer.
Spencer Pratt?
Yes.
Let's bring him in. Spencer!
No! I gotta go to the bathroom.
Spencer!
Oh, Mike.
What's up, kid?
Oh.
What's up, player? What's up? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just moved out to Hollywood.
Oh, good for you. That's where all good people move to. That's the only place to live. Malibu and Hollywood. Ha. Ha.
Well,
Well, I live in Redondo, so I mean it's kind of
Redondo.
I don't know, Hollywood, whatever you want to say.
Sick.
But
okay.
I just moved out here.
Hey, wait, Steve. All right. Steve, hold on a second.
All right, Captain. All right, Chief.
Redondo Beach, 20 miles from Hollywood. So, do you live in Redondo Beach or do you live in Hollywood?
It's for the city is Redondo, but I'm always in Hollywood. I don't know.
What's your question, man? Don't let the doctor interrupt. I'm the doctor of sickness. I got a PhD in being dope sick. I'm the Hollywood scene kid. Ha ha ha! Check my neck beard.
What's up,
check
Steve?
My neck beard. Dr. Drew's got a stethoscope.
What's up,
Dr.
Steve?
Drew's got his scrubs. You know what I got? I got Ed Hardy and a neck beard kid.
Neck beard.
Recognize the doctor's in. The doctor's in. Ready for surgery.
I just shaved off my neck beard, so I don't think that's going to work.
Whatever.
But
all right.
I'm having problems getting girls, man.
Okay, well, let me ask you one quick question. What kind of car do you drive?
What kind of? I got a truck.
I'm gonna be sick. Barf bag, Anderson. I need a puke
you can't
bag.
Put a dirt bike in a car.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. I've changed my whole idea about you. It's the three B's in life, bitch. Bentley, Benz, or BMW. Or don't even give Spence Dog a call. I'm out. Sick. I got a 10-3 reservation at the Ivy.
Have fun,
I don't have time to deal with
good it. To see you, Spencer. It's good. Bye, bye, man. See ya. Bye, buddy. Mike,
wow!
Do not call for that guy again.
Spencer was
now. Give me a little break.
Off his rocker.
I need a little break for him.
Woo! All right. James Bubba Stewart in the house.
I got to be honest. I like Spencer more than Rudy. I got to be honest.
That's you.
It's tough because I got Anderson in my ear telling me we need to talk to Spencer every call. I got Drew over here saying let's get
no,
Rudy's advice.
He wants to have sex with Rudy.
You guys, I'm starting to feel like I'm not very loved because you want to do is bring it up.
Can we get Manny in here, please?
All right.
No. They come in because of you. They like you.
Manny actually called me up and let me know he respects our guest, James Bubba Stewart, as an athlete. He respects him as a person. He loves Bubba's World on Fuel TV, so he wanted to know if he could come in and talk to Bubba before the end of the
course,
night.
Of course.
Manny Ramirez, outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Number 99.
Max, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
All right, so I've got a bit of a unique situation. My girlfriend, who I've been with for over 2 years now, she's, like, super turned on to the sight of blood. Like, anything having to do with blood completely gets her going, and it's basically like an instant orgasm.
Yeah. That's not the bodily fluid you want your girlfriend to be into.
No.
Does it have to be your blood?
What's that?
Does she have to see the blood come out of you?
No, it's just blood in general. Like, any type of blood, she'll totally be smitten over.
So you could get, like, a fake.
And then, obviously, like, it carries over to, like, whenever we're having sex or something like that. She'll always want to cut me because, like, yeah, it's just the sight of that gets her going like nothing else.
Wow. You got a vampire there, man.
Well, yeah. She doesn't like to taste the blood, thankfully.
What's the question?
Well, like, what do I do? Like, is there any, like, solution? Have you guys ever heard of anything like this?
Yes, yes, of course.
Dr. Drew, are cutters ever in, more into the sight of blood even of other people?
No, it's usually not that. This is a really specific thing. And they also will sort of be into horror and vampires and all kinds of macabre.
Yeah, like the chicks and stuff.
You know, in this case, the cutting is usually a big part of it. And it sounds like this is more about the blood per se. So you can always get fake blood or something. I don't know. But here's the thing about desires and attractions and arousal. You can't will them. You don't get to choose what they are. They are.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want, but you can't will what you want. That is to say, you can't will your desires. Now, you can change your desires by having long-term therapy and trauma treatments and whatnot. And God only knows what's behind this, Max, in her case. But it does not sound like she's very insightful or very motivated to do anything about it. So it's not going to change.
Yeah, and then obviously she whenever it's her time of month or whatever, like that's freaking it's go time because she decided to, even if it's her own, you know.
Yeah, that's right, and that's her thing. And there are people I've read some theories of.
the period being a source of some of this for some women. That sort of is the trauma that triggers some of this stuff. But oftentimes it's physical abuse and those kinds of things, or seeing death at a young age. Remember, were you here last time we had that, and the guy walked in on a gunshot wound and stuff when he was a kid?
Yeah, remember that?
And that's where that came from in him.
All right, I mean, look, Max, I can understand how this would trouble you.
But what's that?
I can understand how this would trouble you, but I'm going to bet you dollars to donuts that this girl's a freak in the bedroom.
Well, she's a freak. That's why I've been with her for this long.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the pain, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Guys are great. This is the guy's version of anal sex.
Well,
right
this is why this is where I was going, is that it's amazing the stuff you'll overlook if a girl answers your sexual demands. You know what I'm saying? Like, Max does not want to be cut up, but this girl probably does all these wacky things to him on top of being cut up. So
what is going on in the other room? Whatever that screaming is getting right on in here.
Anderson.
What happened? I thought this was supposed to be soundproof wall.
No, we can hear the
Tyler's
screaming.
Tyler's trying to rape me. I'm sorry.
We can hear him screaming.
Thanks for that. That's good.
Disturbing.
It makes for great radio,
yeah,
internet
disturbing.
Guy. Shut your goddamn mouth.
He's in here trying to provide blood for Max. We're going to send him some blood out.
All right.
So he doesn't have to bleed himself.
So you guys are here and I'm driving. Maybe it's something like that.
No, Max. It's our idiot IT guy. Don't worry about it. Max, here's the thing. You don't ever want to, and Dr. Drew made the analogy to anal. That's a perfect example. We always talk to these girls every night. My boyfriend wants anal, but it hurts me. How do I do it without hurting, or how do I not get him to be into it? You don't ever want to be put in a situation where you're doing things you don't want to do in the bedroom.
Right.
Okay? Because it's an extension of how the relationship's going to be throughout.
But
if you've got someone who's really into something that's kind of niche and different, they should be understanding to the fact that maybe you're not into it, especially when it's physical pain.
But guys, though, behave like some sort of cat of prey, like a lion. Once they pounced on it, they don't want to let their paw up. They don't want it to,
Well, also, there's the Angelina Jolie ass-licking theory, too, which was, you know what I'm saying, where guys will
get addicted to
a girl who really floats their boat in the bedroom.
No, that's right. And she could go, you know, I really have this sort of decapitation fetish. She'd be like, all right, okay.
Yeah,
how many times can you do it? How many times can you survive?
And I'm betting you again, dollars to donuts, that Max's little lady here is scorching hot.
The numbers,
because
match, yeah.
Marissa Miller could literally sever my leg off as long as she would give me
some ass. No,
she'd decapitate you. But a normal girl, I would be like,
we talked about this walking in the parking last night. We decided that if Marissa Miller came up to Psycho Mike James and said, I'm sorry, we can have sex, but immediately following, well, at some point I have to decapitate you, and he'd be just like, can I finish? And then they were okay? Yeah, okay.
Can I get two rounds in at least? So, Max, there's really no simple solution. Either, you got to have a heartfelt talk with her about how it makes you feel uncomfortable, or you got to move on. You got to get rid of this broad.
Maybe we'll consider some sort of therapy.
Yeah, right. Okay, get us some treatment. That's
maybe.
Good.
1-800-LOVE-191. That's the number to call up Loveline. Dr. Drew Pinsky in the house. I'm Psycho Mike Catherwood. Very special guest tonight, James Bubba Stewart, is here. We will take your calls when we get back. You know why? Because the show's Loveline.
Loveline.
Curtis Boyce, he's the host, Dr. Drew. Come on out here, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
With Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike.
It's psychotic.
Sure.
Is that what I'm hearing? No, I can't.
Okay.
I was gonna break out Brow Down, but I was like, I probably shouldn't.
I just want to know what Rudy told you about the pee in the butt. He didn't come up with anything for that?
No. Not anything remarkable.
Okay.
You know, like.
Yeah.
I do want to have Rudy and our guest tonight, James Bubba Stewart, discuss different home remedies.
Oh, yeah.
Except
for injuries. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of our guests, we got a call. for said guest, James Bubba Stewart. Drew, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up? My question is for James. My Supercross is my dream. I want that number one on my bike. You know, I dream about it every night. I have a split decision, you know. I basically have the hottest girlfriend I've ever had. You know what I mean? I surprised my whole family, everybody, by getting her. You know what I mean? I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I spend all my time, you know, riding and training and stuff like that. You know, I just jumped up to a 450, you know, super psyched and getting real good at it. And she's basically saying, you know what I mean, you keep riding so much, like, you know, she claims it's because she's afraid I'm going to get hurt and, like, die or some crap like that. But it's all about her, you know, she just wants more time and more time, you know what I mean?
Women have a pretty good instinct on what relationships need, Drew. You got to be careful that maybe she is sort of tuning into something that if you don't pay attention to, there won't be enough of a relationship there to keep her interest and to keep her connected.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't you think, like, I mean, this is what I tell her, I say, baby, all the time, I mean, wouldn't you love to be, like, the husband of, like, a Supercross superstar, you know what I mean? And she's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, I just don't know what to do.
What do you think, James?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, you're in a tough situation because, first of all, you're going to have to dethrone me to get the number one plate.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, I mean, you got to tell her to watch Bubba's World. I mean, I got a lot of nice toys from busting my butt on the track and all that. Tell her this is all for you. I mean, we got to make it. We got to struggle at some point to make it, but you can't have both?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We always watch her show, you know what I mean? She's blown away, you know, she wants to be rich, all that stuff. She loves the fact that her boyfriend's a dirt biker. I mean, all this stuff, but she still is throwing it at me like it's either me or your bike, me or your bike.
Well, winners ain't born overnight. It's going to take some hard work in there to get it done. You know,
no,
she's
I
got...
know that.
And also, Drew, I'm a little older than Mr. Stewart. I'm not anywhere near as successful, but I will tell you this, because I went through a period in my life where my aspirations and my desires and my dreams and stuff kind of got in the way of me having good relationships because I'm constantly working and doing different things. And the one thing that you need from a partner, especially at your age, in your early 20s, as a man, is someone who's understanding of your dedication to whatever your passion is.
Support.
You know what I'm saying? Because it can seem like you're not into the girl, but the truth is that you're just passionate about something. And that trumps all. And if you're going to build a career, you're going to be a champion in whatever it is you want to do, you have to be that devoted, especially at your age.
Yeah,
and it's hard when you have a partner that doesn't understand that. It's not like you don't like your girlfriend all of a sudden. It's not like you're choosing this over your lady. It's what you need to do to kind of live out your dreams. Because you only get one shot at this, dude.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like that. I mean, it's sacrifice and stuff like that. You know, you got to have a supporter group around you. I mean, even with, you know, from my sponsors with Red Bull to my family and everything, like, it's a huge supportive group. And you know, it's always nice to have that partner, you know, supporting you and stuff like that. So, you know, it's gonna be tough. You know, you got to, you know, show that love, but also you got to be dedicated to doing what you're gonna do. You know, you can't let anybody distract you if that's the direction you want to go down.
And yeah, Drew, you need to let her know. This is the most important thing. You need to let her know because women, especially young women, they need that kind of attention to their emotions. You need to let her know you're not choosing something over her. This is just what you need to do to be the best Drew that you could be.
And make your life better with her.
Yeah, and that's what's confusing. Like, she met me on the track. You know what I mean? Her and her girls were at the track watching all of us mess around and jump and do our thing. And, like,
right. That's
how she got into me. And now it's just, it blows my mind. Like, why are you going to flip this on me? You know what I mean?
Well, she's probably feeling a little bit neglected. You know, and I think you can understand how she could feel that way. But what you need to do is explain to her. You really need to have that heart-to-heart talk where you need to say, look, I'm not choosing this over you. This is for us if I'm going to be successful. And it's not about the money. It's about you wanting to live out those dreams and those desires. You have to do this. You have to be devoted to it.
Yeah.
All right?
Exactly. I want my own show, Drew's World.
Drew's World. Drew's World. Okay. Dr. Drew's going to have some copyright problems with that, but, you know.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. James, okay. You're awesome, man.
I appreciate it, man. Take it easy. Thank you.
Good luck, dude. Mike, what's up? Mike?
Well, hello? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, my first question out for Stuart. I know he hit the gym this last weekend during Hangtown, so I want to know when he's going to be back on the bike And my next question is for Drew.
Well, hold on. Let's let our guest address the first question.
You got an injury?
All right.
Yeah, no, I broke my wrist. I don't know. It was like 4 months ago. So they just started up a new season. I was defending champion at a Supercross season, and they just started up another one. And unfortunately, I missed that one. So my whole thing is I got to stay in the gym. So when I do get the release to ride, like, you know, I'm ready to go back. So as soon as the release, hopefully it's in a few weeks, I'll know pretty quickly here. So I'll be back out to the ride. So, yeah, I was in the gym while they was working also.
All right.
All right. Your next question, sir?
It's for Drew. Basically, to make it short, dude, my girl is almost, like, never in the mood to do anything sexual, and we've been together for almost 6 years. I just want to know if I can give any information on that, or what's his...
We would need to talk to her. That can be many, many different things. None are particularly good.
Yeah. A lot of it might have to do with the fact they've been together 6 years.
Might be that. Might be the birth control pills. Might be depression. Might be a medical problem. Might be a million things. But
okay, well, for one, she's not on birth control.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is she on any other drugs? Recreational or over-the-counter?
She's clean, dude. She doesn't even really drink, or she's not on anything, bro.
Okay. No medication?
Nope, no medication.
Because that's a common reason for that. Then we'd really have to talk to her beyond that, because it's, you know, when they're just not that into you, they're not that into you.
How old is she?
She's 23 and I'm 25.
Young.
You know, look, like Dr. Drew said, we don't really know. We'd have to get really deep into her and her life and stuff. But a lot of times, women, they just don't hit that peak till a little later in life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They just they kind of get burnt out, and sometimes you know, it's around 33, unfortunately, as opposed to 23, where women really start needing the attention down in their lady garden.
Okay.
And when they're pregnant, right, Drew?
Third trimester. That's God's joke.
Mike,
and
thanks
also,
for the call.
Also when they.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, I mean,
get her a little drunk.
Yeah. No, but he was saying that she's not a fan of anything.
Yeah. Really. Who knows what that is, Amanda?
Yes.
What's up?
All right, okay. I'm a huge, huge, giant control freak, and my boyfriend's number one fantasy is to tie me up and do whatever. And we've tried it once, and it resulted in just a giant fight. Is there any way to find...
Well, take us through that fight. How'd that happen? What happened?
I just wasn't into it at all. Like, I like being the boss and kind of being in charge, and so when he tried to, like, boss me around, I just wasn't feeling it, and so I kind of just ended things. And
did he offer to be the one tied down?
Yeah, I mean, he's done that before, yes. He's done that.
And you like that?
Yes.
You like that. All right. And so what's the question?
The question is, he wants to be able to, like, tie me down and kind of be in charge, and I never let him do that.
Yeah, you're not...
I just don't like it.
Right, so it's not...
Is there any way to find a middle ground?
Not from your standpoint. Right? You don't like to be tied down, and he's insisting upon that. So I don't see where there's a middle ground. It's a question you have to ask of him.
Okay.
Because you're saying, well, tying up is no good, period. Now, maybe there's some sort of restraint that would also turn him on that he could tell you about, that he could offer, that maybe you could say, that sounds all right, but only he could tell us that.
Okay, so that's nothing that you guys can give any kind of advice on. It's just something we got to figure out on our own.
Amanda, we don't know what his preferences are.
Yeah.
Right. We'd have to know that in order to be able to find that middle ground.
I think he just kind of wants to be able to boss me around once.
No.
Yeah, I agree. There's something like a There's little more going unique on when it comes to tying somebody up.
Yeah.
All right.
Josh, what's up? You're in Missouri.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dr. Drew, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. My girlfriend doesn't like to do... like any other position when we have sex, except for missionary. She just recently started, like, wanting to get on top and have sex with me that way. But I just kind of wanted to experiment a little more, and she doesn't really like to get out of any other position.
You brought this up, or you've tried, but what's happened?
I have brought it up multiple times with her. And she just kind of gives me, like, that girl I don't know, or just kind of, like, brushes it off. And I've tried to, like, outside of the bedroom, just sit down and talk with her.
What if you didn't talk and just sort of positioned?
She kind of threw it at me.
Whoa, how's he going to do that without seeming forceful? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't want to be forceful, and I don't want to be forceful on her.
I got to agree. It's one thing if he said she only wants to do doggy, because then you could, like, maybe move it around, and just next thing you know, you're in a different position. If she only does missionary, it's pretty hard for him to just figure out a way to get her bent over.
She was on top.
Yeah, she just recently started, like, getting on top towards the end when I'm ready to come. But most of the time, she just likes to be in missionary.
All right, you're a young boy. How young is this girl?
Oh, I'm 20. She's going to turn 21 here.
Okay.
Coming up.
A lot of times, back me up, Drew, if I'm wrong, please correct me.
Go ahead.
Could certain positions maybe hurt her? Have you ever tried other positions? I mean, she ever once broken down and let you do, like, doggy or something, and she stopped immediately?
She doesn't let me do doggy at all, and I tried to talk her into that.
Okay,
and
let's be fair. Josh is so vague, I'm having trouble even understanding what he wants her to do doggy. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Right, Josh? That's what you're talking about.
That or any other...
Okay, just keep it simple, Josh. No, Josh, keep it simple. Josh wants to do doggy. Okay, so,
all right.
Now, are you telling me there's no way to kind of, like, you know, maneuver? Come on.
No, hey, look, it's not too much to ask. Josh, I agree. You're in the right here, as far as I know. It's not too much to ask.
But you don't have to
go,
okay, hold on, everybody. Next position is doggy. You know what I mean? She doesn't have to announce it and talk about it.
She might be an enormous woman. Maybe he's a skinny little dude. That's always a possibility.
She's only 130 pounds.
I know that our guest, James Bubba Stewart, he can't do doggy because he's actually torn a woman in half
doing it that way.
He's
just
so long. It prevents him from doing doggy.
I heard that.
Yeah, so he actually just stands. He's tethered to a wall, and a girl stands 10 or 11 feet away and just hopefully plays just the tip.
Mm-hmm,
Josh.
But Josh, you get what I'm saying? It sounds like he's, like, so in his head and so vague and so cautious. We have to talk about this. We're going to negotiate a plan whereby I can maneuver from said missionary position to said doggy position. And,
Josh, you got to try to move with the flow of things in the bedroom. I agree, but it's very tough.
It's not easy. I'm not saying, but he's got to kind of, like, maneuver a bit.
Like, it's not like doing my anal move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you're doing a girl from behind, and all of a sudden you just try
flip.
To, yeah. I mean, transitioning from missionary into doggy, you definitely have to stop and you know position a girl. So
right.
If she's not going to do this, she's already established, I'm only doing one position. It's pretty tough for Josh to just all of a sudden get her bent over. What I'm saying is you need to talk to her, dude, because, like, you're not asking for anything too wacky. You're just saying, look, I need some different positions here. I mean, missionary is literally named after people of the cloth. I mean, it's pretty boring. So you need to sit down and talk
position.
To her. And let her know that what you're asking for is really not all that out of the question. But don't be a dick about it. That's the thing, is that when women are uncomfortable doing stuff, you really gotta grease their wheels a little bit. You can't come out and be like, you're killing my sex life!
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
I didn't want to do. I didn't want to.
Yeah, but nor can he come in
with
the vague,
her.
Like, I'm kind of, I don't know.
No, Drew's right. You can't be too soft about it either. You got to say, look, honey, you know, I care about you and everything's great, but I don't think I'm asking for too much for me to get some other positions out of
oh,
sex.
No.
Now,
I'm looking at a call. I'm sorry. That just came out of my mouth.
Now, there's a good chance when a girl's this sexually oppressed, that something probably happened to her. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Because I don't understand what goes through someone's mind where they're, like, missionary only.
Takes all kinds.
The reverse missionary. Just out there on the stomach.
Oh, call it that.
Yeah.
Call it that.
Yeah.
There you go. Use
tricky
language.
Yeah, you'd be like, we're just going to do the reverse missionary. Just lay on your stomach. And you can work up from there.
Say that. All right?
To just talk to her, basically.
Yeah, start off with, have you heard of the reverse missionary? And just see what she says.
All right.
Look at line one.
I know.
That's
we have to go to line one immediately.
I hope it's...
All right, last night we took a call from this guy, Nate, in Bakersfield. He was curious, James Bubba Stewart, our guest tonight, star of Bubba's World on Fuel TV and motocross and supercross athlete extraordinaire. He was curious if he should hook up with his stepsister. And Dr. Drew and I both agreed that there's just way more bad than there is good there, even if she is hot. And I understand your parents have done a very bad thing by introducing this situation to you by having some hot 19-year-old chick move into your house, essentially, that you have no genetic connection to. But it's going to be way uncomfortable for a long period of time.
Bad Thanksgiving.
If you do it.
Yep. Bad Thanksgiving.
And Nate is calling us with an update. What's up, dude?
First of all, one for the Bubba, you're the man. I do race motocross. I race 250 and 450 intermediate, and that's just what I love to do. For anyways.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I got off work yesterday and had a couple beers, came home, got in the shower. Well, I stuck to a towel and I yelled, I was like, hey, can you grab me a towel? And, I guess she thought that that was a hint that I should do something. Well, she came in with a towel wrapped around and she had, one thing led to another. She hopped in and we started doing stuff.
Did you bang your stepsister?
Wow.
Yes, I did.
Yeah!
Wow. Yeah, whatever.
Now hold on, Nate, before we get any further. I just thought of something, and I want you to be honest with me. I think we've built up enough of a relationship that we've earned that. You were in the shower when you had sex with his stepsister, which means you didn't wear a condom. Is she on the birth control pill?
No.
Oh!
Will you please?
My God!
Run to a pharmacy right now and get the morning after pill, okay? That's your first.
I didn't go in there or anything either.
Well, that solves everything because, you know, the pull-out method's been proven by many Irish and Mexican Catholics all over the world to work.
Get the morning after pill, Nate. Run. Do not walk. Okay?
I'm heading to work right now.
Yeah. Stop by a pharmacy on your way to work and get
I'm far from it.
Listen, you're in Bakersfield. They have the morning after pill and Pez dispensers out there. Just go find one.
I work 45 minutes out of Bakersfield.
All right. Well, listen.
Isn't that the middle of nowhere still, though? You can go like an hour in any direction.
45 minutes. Where do you work, Magic Mountain?
I want to scream
at that. I work down the oil field.
I want to scream.
What would be that? You know, what, like what if they had kids?
Yeah,
like,
what would the title be?
Yeah, what would it? I mean, first of all,
come on, doctor.
That's not cool at all.
Yeah, Nate, we warned you.
Not good.
Alcohol, I had a lot to do with it.
Not good.
Alcohol.
Okay, I'm being told there's more to the story. What happened after you banged your stepsister?
After that, I didn't realize my mom came home and heard it all.
And is that her mom or your mom?
My mom.
Oh my God.
And what happened?
And then, I don't know, she got upset and she was saying something that we need, I don't know where this came out of, that sex therapy and we need to go to therapy and whatnot for this.
Wait, Nate. Your mom caught you banging her new stepdaughter, and you said to yourself, I don't know where she got this idea of sex therapy.
Or any kind of therapist. Why would we need mental health professionals here? God knows.
So,
were you receptive?
Perfectly normal, perfectly natural.
How uncomfortable was that, Nate?
It was very uncomfortable.
Oh!
Wow.
Why didn't you give an F, Nate? Okay. Let's reset here.
I can't let this go, though. I mean,
this is
way too interesting.
Nate?
Yeah?
Why don't you give an F? Why don't you...
No more cussing, please.
Like I said, I gave my real sister.
You didn't give an F that you upset the hell out of your mom?
Well, I didn't realize she came home, or I didn't realize she did come home.
I know, and I understand your intention when you had sex with your stepsister was not to upset your mother because you thought she wasn't home. But the fact of the matter is that you have. You have upset your mother, and you've claimed it.
I'm pretty upset about, that should never happened. She's pretty pissed off.
Are you stoned? Are you stoned right now or something?
Nah.
He's going to work the oil fields. I hope he's not anything.
Yeah.
What are you going to name the baby, Nate? What's the name going to be?
Drug test all the time.
All right. Well, I want one part of me wants to scream at you about your resistance to get that morning after pill. I can't imagine what in the hell would possess you to.
Well, look, Nate. She's probably hot, and I understand. We all make dumb decisions because of our boners when we're young. We all do that. But Dr. Drew and I told you over and over again last night that it's just not worth it. You did it anyway, and now you seem to still kind of be kind of laissez-faire about the whole situation. I think your mom's right. Some type of therapy is the only way of dealing with this because it's going to be continuous awkwardness when you're around your stepsister day in and day out.
And the fact that you don't give an F, Nate, makes it that much more disturbing.
And his mom knows.
My stepdad hasn't found out yet, and I don't know. I know he's going to be really mad about it. And that's going to be awkward with me and him.
All right, so you're getting some treatment. Get the morning after pill, for God's sakes.
How could this subject be so goddamn boring? How's that possible?
Because Nate's got some, I think, serious emotional problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's something, he was just totally disconnected to some serious, serious stuff going on. JS7.com is the official website of our guest, James Bubba Stewart. He's in the house with Dr. Drew Pinsky. I'm Psycho Mike Cathy with the show. It's Love Line.
Love 191. Love Line. Don't wait. Call today.
Oh, yeah.
Watching Tyler dance is scary ass. He's drinking Red Bull and dancing.
Tyler, no more of that dancing. There's a black person here, okay? they're highly offended by those moves. Jeez. Our guest tonight, James Bubba Stewart. There's only one North American stop of the FIM World Grand Prix Motocross Series, and it is at the Glen Helen Pavilion this weekend. You're not racing because you're injured.
Your scaphoid's broken.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I want to race. It's going to be pretty good because there's going to be a lot of good guys. Like,
so you see your scaphoid's broken. It sounds dramatic. Broke my scaphoid.
Little bone, too.
They don't know that. Shh.
It's a little painful bone, like the hardest one to heal. It's tough guy bone.
Maybe. Where is that again?
Wrist.
It's in the wrist. Oh. Yeah, it's a lot of things you do. When you take away the wrist, it's pretty bad.
I get carpal tunnel in my wrist from so much action. You know,
from so much jail.
Kind of hunched over in shame.
So you get back ache.
Yeah, I do. I get lower back problems, a lot of lumbar problems, and a lot of wrist ache. But
you only use that right
hand.
Huh? You can't switch over?
Huh?
Can't switch?
I cannot smack my dong with my left hand. I can't do it. Well, it's just too awkward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have the coordination for it.
Yeah,
I have strength. The strength's there.
Make sure you don't break your wrist, then.
Yeah.
Be in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, by the way, how do you do that? Do you have to switch hands? Were you forced to switch hands?
Anyways.
He's ambidextrous.
By the way, the FIM World Grand Prix Motocross this weekend at the Glen Helen Pavilion, Red Bull, one of your sponsors, and also the flagship station here in L.A., K-Rock, they're going to have a little island set up at the first turn. So go and check it out, even though our guest tonight, James Bubba Stewart, will not be racing.
Now, in our before the break, we talked to somebody that had a mishap with a step sibling. Now we've got something a little different, but a variation on that theme.
What would that baby be called, though? Would it be called a step baby?
No, we decided those two, the mother and the father, would be the mother, father, their own brother and sister, and the aunt and uncle to the baby. So they'd be mother, father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, all in one couple.
That cuts down a lot on gifts and stuff.
It does, around Christmas time. Michelle, what's up, 24?
Michelle.
Sorry, hi.
What's up?
So I was listening to the caller who was saying that he was sleeping with his stepsister.
Yeah.
And I've actually recently moved back home, and we have an exchange student that's been living with us from Italy for almost a year now, and we started to mess around.
How old is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's 18.
Yeah!
Is he a college student or is he a high school student?
No, he's a high school student.
Ooh, Michelle.
So I know that obviously I shouldn't, but I'm probably going to. But I'm just wondering if you think it's the same, like the same problems are going to happen. Like, I mean, he's going home soon. So
no,
like,
this is not even close
totally
to the same
different.
Level problem.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay.
How are you going to approach him about it? What's his name?
Oh, approach him.
I don't want to say his name, and there's not really an approach because we've done stuff already.
Oh, yeah, he's a freight train. He's on his way.
Oh, that's awesome. Buonasera, Michelle. Let me see your American vagina. Would you like me to make you dinner? I'll make you a pasta butthole.
Nice thing about a guy like that, too, is not much he's going to say no to. You know what I mean? He's probably up for everything.
No. See, buonasera. Would you like to sit on my face when I visit America? yes. I love America so much. I move to San Francisco. You sit on my face, all red, white, and blue. Hooray. I'm a cacazza boy. Red, white, and blue. Hooray. Dante, what's up?
I don't know about my girlfriend. I met her at this comic book store. And,
well, that's strike number
strike.
One.
Strike.
We've been dating for about 4 months now. And she, we've had sex quite a few times. And the thing is, when we do it, she wants to talk about comics for some reason.
You're out.
Comic
books? Like comic book characters?
Yeah, like Superman and Spider-Man.
So, superheroes?
Yes.
Mike, superheroes. Did she want you to dress up like one?
No, she wants to talk about it.
What specifically would she like to talk about?
Same kind of erotic stuff. They call me Man of Steel and this weird stuff, you know?
Man of Steel. That's not bad in bed.
That could be any. Maybe that's not even a Superman reference.
Yeah.
Does she let you shoot a web on her face?
Uh-oh, Spider-Man! Spider-Man throws the web! Ha-ha!
Cool. But I think I'm kind of worried about it. Just like,
hey, wait, Dante, don't just gloss over that. Is she into Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, blow a load in your hand and throw it at her.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, it's you asked for it. You're into Spider-Man.
That probably will put a stop to all of this, I suspect.
Well, she's going to bark up that tree. She should be careful what she wishes for.
Yeah.
Blah!
But,
Dante, what do you want? I mean, look, your girlfriend's into comics. You're 16. You know, any young girl that age that's into comics, there's something up with that. You knew you were getting into that when you're getting involved with a comic book chick.
Yeah, I just wonder if something's wrong with her.
It's just what she's into.
Yeah.
So something to be worried about or anything?
No. Is she hot? I mean, are you attracted to her?
Yes.
Do you enjoy hanging out with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hey, question for our guest, James Webb. Stewart. What, Dr. Drew?
I was just saying, I really want to hear Rudy's thoughts about injury and healing, but let's talk to Brandon and then get Rudy in here.
All right. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I got two questions for Bubba Stewart. First question, kind of curious about my racing career. I've been racing since I was like 6 years old. Been real competitive. When I turned like 18, 19, I turned intermediate, and I was topping my class in the lights class. And I blew out my knee. Just recently started racing again, and I'm not really getting too much out of it. I got a couple sponsors, but I wonder if I should keep racing and trying, because I don't really have the money to get into it professionally, as in arena cross or even supercross, whatever it would be. Wondering if I should just ride for fun or if I should keep trying to pursue my dreams and make it there.
Well, I don't think you ever should like quit, you know, in your dreams. But
I don't want to quit, but I'm wondering if it's time that I just ride for fun and just enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, you should always ride for fun. I mean, I think it's, you know, if you're good, the sponsors are going to come. You know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, you kind of got to make a decision which way you're going to go. You're going to go full board and take a chance, or you just want to go out there and have fun. I think at this point, you know, honestly, I think you should just have a good time at it and go do it. You know, that's just my opinion. You know, you'll pretty much know, you know, probably when you're 18, 19 years old and all that. So I would say ride for fun.
I'm 23 now. When I was 18, 19, I was in my prime. And I was racing with Chris Blos and Michael Blos. I know the whole Blos family. My dad used to race Bob Blos back when he was racing.
Yeah, let's just have fun. We'll have fun with that one.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right,
take it easy. See you.
All right.
What, you want to exercise your dreams?
I'm just fascinated to hear what Rudy would have to...
Rudy!
Yeah, do not piss this guy off. Just be careful. Shh. Hey, Rudy, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey, Rudy.
Hey,
dude.
What's up, fool?
Hey, this guy, you know this gentleman, yes?
Yeah, man, what's up? Hey,
what up, player?
What's up, Bubba?
What
I
up?
Used to know Bubba in the pen, eh?
Yeah.
But he was a different Bubba.
What was he like?
Oh, he's this big, swole black guy.
Yeah.
And, like, he used to, like, you know, he used to, like, hang out in the exercise yard. He only did incline press.
That's all
but he
do.
Was, like, way swole, like, buff. And so,
he just
only
did
one exercise.
Day?
Yeah, he would get, like, all, like, hunched over because, like, his chest was crazy buff, like, it looked like a culo.
Yeah.
But, like, his back and his arms are all spindly, and then his little legs, like, yeah, polio.
So, Bubba, and like everybody seemed to be interested in your brown eye, your culo, right?
Nah, you know, like, I don't think Bubba was that into to the brown
cool.
man,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to stick to his own, but, like, you know, that's cool, you know what I'm saying?
James, you know, he's a
Motocross.
I used to hang with some homeboys back in the day, like out in like the Inland Empire, that were into freestyle motocross, yeah. Which was dope. But you know, like, cause like I was like, you know, from the hood, so I was like looking at them doing the flips.
Yeah.
And I used to grab my guete and I blast at them like Güero skeet shooting.
Wow.
You know, cause they'd be jumping up and doing the flips. I was like, poop. Like, what's up now? That was like, that's extreme, bitch.
And so you saw a lot of those guys get hurt, right?
Well, when I shoot them, yeah.
Did you ever try to help?
Oh, no, like, yeah, because, like, I kind of, they were kind of cool, like, güeros, you know, so I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, you try to help. Sorry, I know you're good guys. You try to help, Matt.
Yeah, and one time, there was this one white boy, he was doing crazy flips, and, like, after I stopped shooting at him, he crashed, though, and he broke his arm. It was, like, sticking out.
What'd you do?
I wrapped a grouper around.
Okay,
it.
So that's what I want to get into. Did you apply any of your grandma's wisdom?
Yeah, a grouper, a fish.
Where'd you get a fish? You're out in the Inland Empire in the desert.
Oh, because like I was gonna grill it because everybody was like crazy hungry. Like, we were smoking Yeska all day. Everybody's all blunted out. And we're like, damn, I'm hungry, Rudy. I was like, oh, uncle, let me go pick up some fish or something. I'll make some tacos. It'll be bomb. And I was like, oh, I remember one time like. Cause like I got my ass blasted one time,
yes.
And I used a salami. I squatted on a salami.
Why?
Because it's cured, you know, and like the salts and the sodium.
Oh, this
it helped pull out
grandma.
The impurities
you
out of my butthole. Cause
you asked your grandma. Right?
That's right. Yeah. Cause like you know, cause I had the pink butt. I had the prawn.
Shrimp, the prawn butt.
Monkey butt.
Bubba, like no, not like monkey butt from when you ride, like cauliflower butt or prawn butt from when you get your culo blasted by another guy, and like it gets too heavy, it pulls it out inside out like a pink sock, or like a, you know what I'm saying? Like my butt, like you ever go get like shrimp scampi? That's what my butthole looked like. So like I squatted on like a.
Wait, hold on. You went and asked your grandma what to do about the shrimp butt?
Yeah, like, I called her. Grandma, my asshole's inside out. And she's like, oh, mijo, that's bad. Just put like any type of pickles or cured meat, mijo, in there. Because the salt, the crazy salts in them, they'll pull out the impurities.
Any kind of cured meat.
Yeah.
And you decided rather than put a piece of bologna on there, you're going to stick a salami.
I didn't have no. I was in the pen. I had to use whatever I got.
You were in the pen then, though?
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
That's the only time I did the man-on-man.
Okay, I see.
I took all I had was sauerkraut at first because that's
sauerkraut.
It was pickled. Like, I was thinking.
Okay,
all
right.
So
but it was like cured meat. Cured meat, man.
I just sat in like a big vat of sauerkraut.
But she said cured meat.
Yeah, so then I found a salami and then I put it in. It worked.
Did it?
But then I was at the. Then I had some lox, but they were like grouper, like the whitefish lox.
Now we're back to that's for the broken arm.
And then
arm.
I put it on that broken white boy motocross arm.
Yeah.
And it cured it.
You ever heard of that, James?
No, you know, but I'm definitely actually interested to see some more, you know, because I'm hurt right now. What do you think about, what does grandma have to say about
scaphoid,
you know,
broken
scaphoid.
Wrist?
Preparation H.
Yeah. Is it involving avocado?
No, bong water.
Bong water?
Preparation
your grandma told you to get some bong water?
It's true.
That sad girl told you to do that.
No, my grandma. Because, like, she's got the glaucomas. So the doctor, he's like, hey, hit the Yeska. So I was dope because now I just hit the hookah with my grandma. But, like, she said bong water, preparation H, and 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
what do you do? You make a pat, like a plaster out of it?
Yeah,
make
that's exactly right, Dr. Drew. How'd you know? It turns into like a goo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No avocado,
and then one
though,
time, like, we ran out, and it's because it was like a white paste. It was like
or
a
she
little,
keep it mixed around
yeah,
the refrigerator
and,
or something?
And my uncle Victor broke his hand on the tow truck. And I was like, oh, man, we don't have any concoction, so I better make, like, and I realized we didn't have none of the ingredients.
Yeah.
So I just did my meckles in a
you
cup. And,
what?
Yeah,
you gave that
I
to
did.
Uncle Victor? You
I
gave
did.
You
I Spider-Maned Uncle Victor.
Oh, come
didn't
on.
Didn't help him,
Rudy,
none.
No.
It didn't help
of course
him
not.
None.
That's not your grandma's command.
No, later that night, I was playing poker with Bum and Donut, and I was like, oh, I blasted a load on Uncle Victor. And they were crazy, man.
Did anybody ever use the concoction as food or anything by accident?
No. Because that tasted like... like poo poo.
Yeah, like
it's poo-poo. Not good, man. It's not like I'm averse to eating poo poo.
Speaking of poo poo, when you had the prawn butt, it must have been hard to, you know.
Yeah. What? Go to the bathroom?
Go number two, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Is that how you got the skanky legs? So you sit on toilet flung with those shrimp
No, skanky legs when your leg falls asleep from going pooping on you sit on
when
the
you
toilet
have,
and
when
then
you
go
the,
to get up and you're like, ah, skanky leg.
But when you have the shrimp butt, maybe that's because you spent so much
time. No, but what did happen?
Mm.
That shrimp went swimming.
You know what I'm saying? It actually removed the scampi.
It went into the water.
Yeah, no, because I had crazy, like a big, lot of fiber in a meal one time after I got the scampi butt.
Yeah.
And they gave me the a burger, but it was made of like beans and flax seeds and stuff.
Oh, so you know, like bulk, a lot
yeah,
of,
like. And then I went, they took this big poop, crazy poop, and I was like, rah! I'm like, oh no, man, because I got the shrimp butt, and it's all raw and nasty, and I was like, oh my god. And then I looked down in the toilet, and there was real shrimps. I'm like, damn, my poo-poo looks like the Sizzler shrimp buffet. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know I got Sizzler up in the pen. Damn. They were living shrimps.
It was like a tapeworm or something. You just thought
what is going on with concussions? Like, what concussions?
Concussions. Oh, careful.
A lot of people get
God knows where this is going.
Because,
James.
You know, I think we're on something right now.
It's true. But listen, like, two cups of menudo... A Corona, squeeze a lime.
In the Corona? Like push it to the
lime,
little head?
Two cups of menudo, three aspirin, and a half a blunt with a Nat Sherman cigarette.
A Sherm? And, so it's a Sherm.
Yeah. No, not a Sherm stick.
No PCP.
No, don't. Do not soak it in PCP.
Okay.
It will cure your concussion.
The PCP will?
But you will also be dancing naked in a diaper.
That's no good.
And that doesn't help.
No, yeah.
Because we want to get back out quick.
Get it again. It was aspirin?
Three aspirin.
Two cups of menudo.
A Corona.
Corona with lime.
Squirt
lime?
Of lime.
Lime.
Yeah.
Squirt
of
lime.
Is the lime big? Like, what if you...
Like a little piece of lime?
I mean...
Like a sliver.
A little sliver?
Yeah.
Just okay. A squirt of lime.
Pop it in.
Yeah, you take all that and drink it down.
Yeah, but you have to blend it all together.
Drink it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, you put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up, fool. Recognize.
East all right, Rudy. Thank you, man.
Trece Street.
Appreciate
represent
it.
Represent Los Boyle Heights, fool.
Let's get Mike back in here, buddy, okay? Thanks, Rudy.
Wow.
Very, very helpful. Woo. Thanks, Rudy. Bye-bye, guy.
What do you think, Bubba?
I mean, he has some good ideals. Some of them not so good, but, you know, you told me not to piss him off.
No.
There's no downside to wrapping whitefish around your arm, though, because it doesn't work.
Look,
you just eat.
James, that guy, the guy spent a lot of time in the pen. He crapped shrimp.
James, I mean, this is a tough dude.
You got to be careful. You did good.
I felt awkward.
Yeah, of course. Your guy's scary. You know,
I was scared for my life.
Scott.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Hey. I like you guys' show. I'm kind of in a little pickle here myself. See, I thought maybe you can give me some kind of help.
All right, we'll get to it. What's up?
I kind of got into it with my girlfriend's mom the other night, and I was wondering if there's any, you know, like, soft way of approaching that, you know, letting her know, if I should let her know that I did something with her, or if I should just ignore it completely.
Well, I'd be more concerned about the fact that you're with a girl who has a mom that hooks up with her boyfriends. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably not a very safe family environment.
Very true. But, you know, it's not like something that happens every day.
This is way weird. I understand.
Were you both completely loaded?
Well, no, I'm still drinking a little bit. We started watching a movie, you know, and, you know, I'm kind of bouncing back and forth between staying at her house and staying at my parents' right now.
This is a wacky one, Dr. Drew. Yeah, I mean, yes or no? Should he even let the girlfriend know, or...
You should get away from both of them, really.
I mean, yeah, you need to bail out.
I've
been with her for like 6 years, so I don't know if I should.
Yeah, but that's even worse, man. It's not like you're some random guy that's just coming through the household. Your mom, this mom has developed a relationship
mom
with
raised you,
as,
for God's sake,
as the girlfriend's boyfriend, her daughter's
she
boyfriend,
freaking
and
raised
then she hooked
you.
Up with you.
Yeah, she raised you, and now you've tiptoed into sacred territory that could ruin their relationship. Get out.
Lord knows the level of trauma that she's probably put this young lady through,
already.
Raising her whole life.
Yes.
Oh yeah, she's told me some horror stories, but you know, I thought I could be like, you know, a little knight in shining armor and saber, but you know, I think I might have ruined that one.
Yeah, you made it worse.
Yeah.
Scott, you said you were watching a movie with her. What movie was it? Just out of curiosity.
It was some stupid little western movie that she's a little like western freak. You know, she likes the horses and the cowboys and all that kind of crap.
All right. Well, look, you know, next time you're watching HUD
Terrible
with your girlfriend's
answer.
Mom, don't hook up with them. That's a bad. You need to. Exit the situation as best you can.
Walk away.
Bye.
All right, man. All right, a call we've had three times already tonight. Emily, what's up?
Howdy.
Hi.
So I'm calling not so much with a question, but a comment on an earlier call that you had about a gentleman being afraid to allow his girlfriend to have a threesome.
Yeah.
I just, I'm calling with a female's perspective on this because I'm kind of in the same boat. And I personally have always been extremely attracted to females, but don't in general get along with other women.
Okay.
So I've never actually been with one. I'm in a wonderful relationship with my boyfriend currently, but I still have a desire to be physical with a woman. And
look,
there's nothing malicious about
hey,
it.
Hey, Emily, stop for a second. And
sorry.
By the way, you're so up in your head, you sound like a robot. I have desires for said human beings of said sexual
well,
types.
She sounds Canadian.
But here's the deal. She's from Portland. But look, Mike continues to have desire for other women when he's in a committed monogamous relationship. And he will always continue to do that. That doesn't mean he acts on it. Because he understands acting on it would damage the primary relationship he's in. And that's merely the advice we gave him.
One of the things that has been great for us as enlightened, developed human beings is the ability to control our emotions. Emily, you understand? We don't act simply on impulse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the bottom line. Of course, that's great to have these feelings.
Yeah, if you weren't in a committed relationship, enjoy, whatever, who cares? But if you're trying, this guy wanted a life, he wanted a marriage effectively with this woman, and wanted to protect the relationship and do everything he could to enhance the health of it, and he was trying to figure out what was going to make it most healthy, and most healthy is not bringing other people in.
Okay. No, I was just, I was trying to center and saying that it may not necessarily be a malicious thing.
Emily, in what universe did the word malicious ever enter into this?
Okay, no, I stand corrected.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks,
Emily. You did kind of say that maybe she's trying to put the kibosh in a relationship.
Oh,
you
no,
say that
yeah,
often,
yeah,
I can
no,
see
I,
how ladies
yeah,
would
she
think
completely
that.
Misinterpreted what I was saying. What I was saying was that it just after 6 years, it just I could tell that there was a numbers mismatch between the guy and the girl.
10 and a 5, right?
Yeah, 9 or 10 and a 5, and. He was sort of. It felt like she was slipping away, and my instinct is she already slipped away.
So he should
away.
Videotape her so he doesn't forget.
No, I'm not sure it was like. With another girl. I'm saying I think that the other girl was the way to let him know that there'd be another guy.
Brianna.
Yes.
You can only orgasm in your sleep.
Yeah, in like dreams.
Good times.
Okay.
No.
Start. Okay. Start sleeping more.
Mike would never wake up.
Yeah.
Is that normal though?
It's common. It's common. You can figure it out. You'll figure it out with time.
It means God thinks you're hot.
Also, when I do orgasm, a lot of the times afterwards, it's really painful, like cramping.
Yeah, that's a muscle cramp. That can happen.
Oh, God.
Sorry
man,
about that.
That's intense. You know what? If you don't want to have orgasms in your sleep, ladies, stay away from JS7.com. There's just too many powerful images of our guest tonight, James Bubba Stewart. I think I might have an orgasm in my sleep right now. I'm looking at his Twitter, at JS7.com.
You're not asleep. That's even scarier.
You're like a young D'Angelo with your shirt off. Ooh. And chocolate. Yeah.
We'll be... Somebody do something. Call a doctor.
Loveline is coming back.
All I care about is the sex.
Loveline.
James Bandy Ramirez ran in here, wanted to get a chance to meet you before you took off.
I'm Manuel Ramirez, outfitter Los Angeles Dodgers.
Big fan.
Oh,
big
I'm
fan.
Big fan of you. I'm number 99, you're number 7. You ride motorcycle, I race my Vespa.
He rides a Vespa around
I ride
Pasadena.
My Vespa all over the place. I ride my Vespa in Las Vegas, I ride my Vespa in Los Angeles. I love my Vespa, it's so fun. Sometimes I ride my Vespa, I go brrr, and I think to myself, my butt's so sweaty. Your butt is sweaty on your motorcycle?
Yeah, I got that good answer gear, so I'm pretty good.
Hooray.
Answer gear. I want some of that. I'll get you some of that, Manny.
What?
Answer gear.
I love bologna.
Do you like bologna?
I do.
We talked to somebody from Korea last night.
You did?
It was kind of cool.
Korea, my favorite town in Kansas. Everybody, hooray. I go home, I play Donkey Kong, and I have many good sleeps. I love hit home runs. I love LA.
Hit home, lots of home runs that way.
All right, hooray. Jane Bubba Stewart, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Manny. Good luck, man.
You
good
have
luck.
My rent?
Big.
I'm your landlord. Hooray.
Anderson, wrap us down.
21 calls.
21!
Not bad.
Hold on. What the hell's going on?
Okay, there we go.
21 calls total. 15 guys. 6 girls. We started off with the...
15 guys, Mike. Screwball guys.
Screwball guys.
Unfortunately, I bring those people on the show. That's
there you go.
I wrote down experimental sex. I don't even know what that means, but that's how we started the show tonight. Then we had the asshole that I Rudy rolled that apparently was talking about going around and banging virgins. And then we had the cum coughing guy. We had like a number of calls from Mr. Bubba. Head and heroin. How do I get my girlfriend to give me head? She's a heroin addict. You guys didn't tell the guy that if he gives her heroin, then he gets the head.
Yeah, too. Put heroin on your penis.
Yeah, there
She'll
you go.
She'll be down there. Wonk, wonk,
wonk. She probably the call of the night, the peeing around the ass call.
Yeah, probably. My
girl likes to pee around my ass. Boyfriend dresses and drag, and we do drugs. Three threesome calls. Spencer stopped by. Girlfriend loves blood.
Spencer was good tonight, by the way.
Spencer's always great. How dare you, Dre? He's always great.
Rudy is always great, and he was exceptional tonight.
Rudy dominates, and whenever he comes to by, he's always here for at least 20 minutes. Rudy needs
good.
To relax.
Beautiful.
Tied down sex, but she's too dominant to allow that. Missionary position only. Comic book story. Rudy came by for 35 minutes. Sex with girlfriend's mom, and I only orgasm in my sleep.
Yeah.
Happy Memorial Day, bitches.
Thanks for coming in, Mr. Stewart. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
JS7.com. Go there.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on Loveline are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Loveline is produced by Ann Engel, engineered by Anderson Cowan. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One.
End of message.